Why were you so late this morning, Rich?
I broke down.
Are you upset? What's the matter?
No, not me. My car broke down.
Ah, okay. What was the problem?
Well, at first, I thought it might have been a problem with the engine or the electrics. But when the mechanic arrived, he said,
What did he say?
Well, it's a bit embarrassing, but I'd run out of petrol.
Oh dear, that is embarrassing.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's show, we're going to talk about the latest in the Premier League, including the race for the title, the race for the Champions League, and the battle to avoid relegation.
And in this week's language focus, we're going to look at the language of cars, words that are connected to driving, and words that you might need if your car breaks down, like Rich's did this morning. But first, let's look at the Premier League headlines.
Tottenham won't give up the chase for the Premier League.
Last weekend, Chelsea won 3-0 away at Everton to extend their lead at the top of the table. But a few hours later, Spurs won the North London Derby 2-0 against Arsenal to reduce the gap again. The difference is 4 points, with 4 matches left to play.
Chantastic win for Liverpool.
Liverpool's Emre Can got the winner in a 1-0 win away at Watford. With Arsenal, Manchester City and Manchester United dropping points, Liverpool are looking good for the Champions League. The match will be remembered, however, for Can's fantastic goal. It was an amazing overhead kick and possibly the goal of the season.
It looks like 2 from 3 for the drop.
Last weekend, Sunderland were relegated from the Premier League. Middlesbrough need to win this weekend away at Chelsea to avoid joining their northeast neighbours. It looks like the final relegation place will be filled by either Swansea or Hull, but that looks like going down to the final game of the season.
What about that goal by Emre Can? It has to be the goal of the season.
It was a spectacular goal, but there have been some other great goals this season. What about Henrik Mkhitaryan for Manchester United with that scorpion kick? My personal favourite was Olivier Giroud's goal for Arsenal against Crystal Palace. Simply amazing.
Yes, some amazing goals this season. Which has been your favourite? Let us know in the comments section.
Rich, you had problems again with your car this morning. Do you think it's time to buy a new one?
No, I don't think so. My car is usually very reliable. It's not broken down in years. And anyway, it wasn't really the car's fault that I'd run out of petrol.
No, it's not. You should keep an eye on that petrol gauge so you know when to fill up.
Yes, thanks, Jack. I know it was a bit silly.
You want a car to be reliable. A car's reliability is important. It's important that you can trust a car to start every morning.
You could compare this to a footballer. A manager is looking for players who are reliable. Players that will play to a high level every match.
I can think of players like N'Golo Kanté at Chelsea or James Milner at Liverpool. These are players a manager can rely on. They get 8 out of 10 every week for their performance.
But if I decided to buy a new car, maybe I don't only want reliability. I want a bit of speed too.
Maybe you don't want to drive a Mini like N'Golo Kanté. Maybe you want to drive a Lamborghini or a Ferrari like Wayne Rooney or Mesut Ozil.
I think I would, if I could afford one. But these types of cars can sometimes have problems with their reliability, even though they have lots of speed.
This is what a manager has to think about. You can fill your team with lots of reliable players, but you also need a bit of speed or pace, or a bit of unpredictability.
Someone like Jesus Navas at Manchester City or Theo Walcott at Arsenal. These are like your Porsches. They can win you a game with their speed, but they might not be as reliable as a Peugeot or a Renault.
Which car would you compare a player to? Or could you compare a car to a football club? Let us know in the comments section.
Okay, that's enough of comparing cars to players. Let's think about some of the words that are important when talking about cars.
In this next section, we're going to talk about driving a car. We want you to listen carefully to the words we use and see if you can learn some new words connected to driving cars.
Let's imagine that I'm your driving instructor, Jack.
No. You're the one that forgot to put petrol in your car. Let's imagine that I'm the driving instructor.
Thanks for reminding me. Okay, you're the driving instructor. You have to tell me some things a driver needs to do.
Okay, and I'll tell you if you pass your driving test at the end. Right, you get in the car. What do you need to do first?
Turn on the car.
Yes, okay, but usually we say start the car, not turn on the car. You've got three pedals where your feet are. What are they and what are they for?
Okay, they are the accelerator pedal, the brake pedal, and the clutch. The accelerator pedal is closest to me and is used to accelerate or go faster. The brake pedal is in the middle and is used to brake or slow down and stop. And the clutch is used when you need to change gears.
Very good. What gear should you be in when you start the car?
Well, there are five gears in my car. You should start the car in first gear.
Nope, the car will jump forward. You need to start the car in neutral. The gear stick needs to be in the middle. You then press down the clutch and have your other foot on the brake.
Ah, yes. I should have known that.
What do you do if it's raining?
Ah, I know this one. I turn on the windscreen wipers so I can see through the windscreen.
Anything else?
No, I don't think so.
You should also turn on the headlights. It often gets darker when it rains and it's difficult to see. Oh, and slow down too.
Of course, yes.
Right. When you park, what should you do?
Turn off the car.
A bit more than that. You need to indicate. Those are the lights on your car to show that you're turning left or right. And don't forget to put on the handbrake when you stop, especially if you're on a hill. You don't want the car to roll away.
Got it.
Final question. What do you do if you break down?
Call a mechanic.
Good. But maybe you've run out of petrol. So you'll need to push your car to the petrol station to fill up your tank.
Very funny. So, did I pass?
How long have you been driving, Rich?
About 10 years.
Maybe you need to revise the rules a little. I'm no expert, but maybe you can read some of the basic rules of driving on this website.
Right. We use lots of car vocabulary in that section. Were any of the words new for you? We've got a couple of vocabulary activities for you to check your understanding on the page under this podcast.
Yeah.
There were lots of great performances in the Premier League last week. I'd have chosen Liverpool's Emre Can as the player of the week, but the article was published before he scored that goal against Watford.
But there were some other great performances too. Eldin Jakubovic saved a last-minute penalty for Hull, and Gylfi Sigurdsson scored a great free kick for Swansea against Manchester United.
Those two teams are fighting for their Premier League lives. We could also have chosen so many Chelsea players after their 3-0 win at Everton. But we chose Tottenham's Dele Alli for his man-of-the-match display in the final North London derby to be played at White Hart Lane.
You can find out more about the PFA's Young Player of the Year in the Player of the Week article. There's a link on the side of this page.
Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was promotion, or to be promoted. Newcastle have won promotion, and Brighton were promoted to the Premier League for the first ever time. We'll see both teams in the Premier League next season.
Well done to Mon from Egypt, El Ghul from Algeria, Kwesi Manifest from Ghana, and Ahmed Adam Mamado from Sudan. You all got the right answer. What's this week's phrase?
This week's phrase is Liverpool's Emre Can scored a great overhead kick last week. An overhead kick can also be called a I'll give you another clue. The phrase uses a type of transport, not a car.
It was a great goal. I think I've watched it 50 times this week.
Before we go, we want to tell you about this week's Fan of the Week. It's Philemon, who is a Manchester United fan from Ghana.
Philemon, or Kwesi Manifest on the website, is one of our super visitors on the site. He's been up near the top of our leaderboard for about a year now. He always has interesting things to say about football and life in general.
It's great to have you on the website, Philemon, and to learn more about your life in Ghana. If you want to know more about Philemon, head over to the new section, Fan of the Week, in the Fans section. There's a link on the side of the page.
And if you want to be a Fan of the Week, just send us an email or a comment and we will help you put an article together in English. We would love to get a Premier League fan from every country in the world.
Right, that's all we have time for this week.
Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.